Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Just shoot at the one in the middle, LeBron. Amazing. And the Lakers live to fight another day.
We got the payoff that we wanted.
We got
the payoff we wanted, Alan. This is why the play-in tournament is good.
We did. There's no doubt about that. It was the game to watch, and it lived up to it. We're going all the way down to the wire. There was a lot of drama. And I'll tell you what, Key, God bless you. As a Laker fan on the East Coast, to go through, A, yeah, the anxiety that you admit you had, which you should have, and B, you stayed up with it. Knowing you had to get up early to do this show, you still stayed up with it to watch it live.
From beginning to end, didn't miss a minute. Watched the Memphis game or whatever. That was just a tune-up. Meanwhile, I was stressed out from 6 to the end of the game. The game ended. I probably rolled over about 1:30-ish. You know, I caught a little Sports Center, Perk and all. You know, right, I caught a little bit of that, but closed my eyes, woke up for the show. But, yes, stress, like, to a whole nother level. It was one of those deals. It's like, man, I know we not. Even in the fourth quarter. Because our lead was never more than, I think, 7 points in the fourth. So
y'all were down 15 earlier in the game.
Yeah, but
you buried the first lead of the game was in the fourth
quarter.
So it was kind of like, you know, I'm like.
You were trailing by 14.
I'm sitting there, man.
Wardell.
I'm like. But I felt good because LeBron set out to, like, about the last 5 minutes of the game, and he came in. And, in basketball, you know, you can eat that 5 minutes or eat some points up. So I felt good about that. But it's just anything could happen. When he hit the, oh, my eye shot. When he hit that shot, oh, yeah, lay down some more, the whole thing. When he got hit by Draymond, I'm screaming. I'm like, just lay down, man.
That was a hard hit, too. Because Draymond stepped over him, by the way. I don't know if you saw that.
He did. He stepped over him.
Draymond always does those psychological type
Draymond,
things.
Yeah. But Draymond didn't intentionally.
No, he didn't do it. Yeah.
And
it was a hard playoff foul.
And so I'm screaming at the TV. I'm saying, lay down. Roll over like a dog. Lay there. Because I knew nothing was wrong with LeBron.
Get some rest.
You know, I'm watching. I'm like the cameraman. I done zoomed in, even though I can't zoom in. I'm at the TV looking.
Is he okay?
But then when he went over, the teammates started going over to him, and LeBron something else. Look, if you watch it, next time you watch it.
You know that look he gives you, like.
He gave his hands, and he rolled over my eye, the whole deal. And they said something to him, and he was kind of like, oh. I was like, yeah, brother. Milk it.
That's some Hollywood. That's so Hollywood.
Entice the referees into the fragrant. Do it, baby.
They didn't, though. Called it a common foul. Again, 103-100. The Lakers beat the Warriors in the 7-8 game. And this was, again, for the play-in tournament, we didn't really get a lot of sizzle in the first day in the Eastern Conference matchups. But we certainly got it in the nightcap of the Western Conference of the first day. So, again, you still get Steph Curry. You still get him now having to battle with the Grizzlies to get that eighth seed. So, still, you have a superstar. And that'll be, you know, we'll talk more about that later in the week. But you have.
And you also have Ja Morant, who's trending towards superstar.
Yes, and he versus Curry should be a lot of fun. But Steph went for 37, and he was special in this game.
I know we've been on our show multiple times, and Alan, you and I have said that, hey, you know, Jokic is going to win the MVP. Because he's played almost every single game.
Yeah.
But it almost feels like it's by default to a degree, even though he's having a spectacular season. How do you not give it to Steph, though? Like, that's a legit question. Maybe all voters have their votes in already, and that's why, you know, people just thought it was a lock. I thought it was a lock. But watching the way Steph kind of ended the season and watching him play last night, I know they lost. But damn.
Yeah.
I mean, the shot he hit before going to half, the hezzies he's hitting people with, the shot, like, he, like, it's the reverse, every shot is like showtime.
The reverse layups, the body control,
the English.
All that stuff. Yeah. Oh, look at this.
That's why I get
my goodness on ESPN2 right now. Just seeing the highlights. But, you know, and we have more to talk about with Curry. But the story about the Lakers, though, is very
my
simple.
My eye.
They survive. They survive. They do. You have to admit that. But LeBron James in a big spot. I mean, we've talked about how clutch for him. This was a clutch shot, and he did it after Draymond Green did poke him in the eye a little bit earlier in that fourth quarter. So he takes, it's like a 34-footer.
It was
late
at the
in
the
shot
strike.
Clock with a minute to
it's
go. He had to make the shot. The score was tied, and he makes it with Steph Curry running out at him, looks at Curry, lets him know, pointing to his
eye.
And after the game, he explains to Rachel Nichols what was going on with his eye.
And I put in a lot of work in my game. After, Draymond my finger to the eye, I was literally seeing three rims out there. So I just shot at the middle one. And I was able to, through the grace of the man above, I was able to knock it down.
Yeah, I'm glad you picked the middle one, bro.
I decided to shoot the one on the left.
I don't want you to shoot at that one, though. Shoot at the one in the middle.
Yeah, if you were ever seeing three of anything, why would you ever shoot at the one on the right or the left? Normally, it would be the one in the middle.
What's so great about the shot is the clock was running down.
Yeah,
so it wasn't like he had a chance to catch, gather. I mean, it was like catch and shoot immediately.
See, I don't even think that was the best part about the shot. The best part about the shot for me was, do you know how many times people have looked at Steph after Steph has made shots over half court with two or three hands in his face? Like, yeah, right, bro. The fact that Steph looked at LeBron in that moment, like, yeah, right, Bron. Like, that was the look Steph gave him. Like, damn, yeah, right, Bron. You made that? You just really made that? That's a rivalry in basketball that I want to see more of as we continue down this road. And I don't care if LeBron plays until he's 40 years old. LeBron and Steph is always going to be a rivalry we're going
to
pay attention to.
I hate to be swinging on LeBron like that, though, but damn, man, he's like, who else? Like, right? Like, who else?
In that moment?
Who else?
No. It was his 97th career. 97th career game-tying or go-ahead field goal in the final minute. We give him a lot of grief about him passing the basketball late in games. We talk about, does he want the shot? 97th career game-tying or go-ahead field goal in the final minute. Second most in the last 25 years behind Kobe Bryant, who has 101. Again, regular season, playoffs, and play-in we're talking about. So, Clutch Gene. Yeah, he has it. And it was a 34-footer, the longest make of the season. And Second Spectrum tells us he had a 25% chance to make the shot.
And what's so crazy about that, 34-footer, all those sort of things, he made it against Steph, who that's routine for him, and it's against Golden State. That's a routine shot for Steph Curry. That's like
– Yeah, for Steph.
Yeah, that's
routine. That's a great point.
And he made it against the guy who basically created this shot in the NBA.
Can we fast forward for 1 second?
Oh, my eye.
For 1 second? Now he's playing against a guy in Phoenix in CP3. That remember when CP3 really wanted to be in L.A.? That trade got bounced by David Stern at the time. No, not allowed to make it happen. Now LeBron is in L.A., and now the Banana Boat boys are about to get back after it.
Right, two of them, right.
Where the Lakers are by far the favorite, by the way.
Yeah, that's what Vegas and that's where I was going to go next. Speaking of, by the way, you mentioned David Stern, the NBA commissioner. We're going to have Adam Silver on tomorrow on the show at 9:15 Eastern, so you don't want to miss that, as he probably loved what he saw last night, right? As the play-in is becoming something.
Absolutely.
The ratings off the charts just for the Eastern game. Imagine what the ratings were for last night's game. We'll get that information as well, but it has definitely worked out. But now, let's look forward. Like, Key, you're the Laker fan. You're the guy that lives and dies with it. You're the guy going through the anxiety yesterday. After this, Anthony Davis struggled for most of this game. I mean, he made two shots outside of the paint the whole game. Did not shoot the ball well. The Warriors defense, I mean, they played hard. They played scrappy, the Warriors certainly did. I mean, he held them to 103 points. But did it feel like to you in that second half, LeBron started becoming LeBron again? Do you feel good about what you saw from the Lakers? Do you feel like, as Jay said, they'll be the favorites, you think, at least for Vegas, when it comes to this first-round series with the Suns? But do you feel like, okay, we're good?
Yeah, I do. And the reason I feel good about the situation is, one, you're going up against Steph Curry and Draymond. Draymond is hustle face. He's going to give you everything, right? I mean,
except offense. He was terrible on the offensive side.
But we all know that. I mean, he's kind of spurt along the way on the offensive side throughout his entire career. Mm-hmm. But so you knew what that was. So you kind of know what Phoenix is. They don't have a Steph Curry on their team. They got a leader in CP3, they're young. And Devin Booker doesn't scare you in your sleep.
Not yet.
The way Steph Curry would do somebody. Lakers probably couldn't sleep the night before the game thinking about Steph Curry. They don't get a good night's sleep in Phoenix. It's not that type of situation. And LeBron will be healthy. And AD will hopefully be healthy. Yeah, we'll be fine.
I think it's a big series for Booker.
I think it's a huge series for Booker. I think the Lakers
time
win
for
in
him
six.
Kinda,
yeah. I think the Lakers win in six.
Six?
Yeah. I think Phoenix is going to get a couple.
I
think Phoenix is good. Do not sleep on the way that Phoenix plays now. They can space you out. CP3 is a point guard, right?
Yeah.
And we've seen sometimes L.A. struggle with guarding point guards like that, when you put guys, even though Alex Caruso did a decent job on Steph Curry last night, and Alex Caruso played his tail off last night, he deserves a lot of credit too.
No, as he usually does.
Keyshawn, oh, my eye.
Keyshawn J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Alan Hahn in for Zubin. All guests join us on the Goodyear hotline. So, yeah, so the odds, by the way, the Lakers are big favorites, according to Caesars William Hill.
Yeah.
Minus 300 in the series, plus 240 for the Suns. So, again, Vegas let you know, even though they're a seventh seed, they're probably the best seventh seed we've ever seen. So that's what you got going into that. But Jay's saying Lakers in six. The Warriors, meanwhile, they'll play the Grizzlies, the eighth seed. That'll be on Friday night, 9 o'clock Eastern, ESPN and ESPN Radio as well. And tonight you've got Wizards Pacers, and that is tonight, 6:30 on ESPN Radio.
Key just called a sweep. He said –
Four games?
Yeah, we're getting ready to clean them up.
Here comes the confidence. NBA title's not the only championship that LeBron is trying to win over the next 2 months. We'll discuss all of that coming up next. Exciting things happening on the show. KJZ, ESPN Radio, and ESPN2.
Coming up tomorrow on KJZ, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver on the play-in tournament and the state of the NBA as we head into the playoffs. Adam Silver with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Tomorrow morning at 9:15 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN News.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Market madness. We have now reached the point where you get involved in the voting. You, the viewer, you, the listener, you now decide who will be number one overall. We start creating now our brackets, our regions, our first region. Now, again, we have the 16 of them from all the markets. We take all the number ones out of all the 16 markets that we have just done over the last couple of weeks. And, you know, like Jacob DeGrom, as you heard, Chris Canty, who started all this. And
I can't look at you with a serious face when that happens. I can't.
Every time we hear Candy say that, you just look at me like, really?
Because it's the two lines that go, who's going to be the guy who's never going to wait in line to get into the club? And then I know in my mind what Chris Canty has said, and I'm like, I can't.
And then you're just picturing, like, Jacob DeGrom, Night at the Roxbury, like, just walking up.
Jake was right downstairs when you walked in. You didn't see him?
No, I missed him.
You walked right past him yesterday. Hey, Jake DeGrom, how you doing?
So we have different regions that we're setting up.
You walk right past you.
And this is how we're going to do it. You're going to, like, we're going to decide now. You're going to first decide who, with the seeding in each of these regions, right? And then we go from there. At least the least votes is the four seed, so on. I think that certainly makes sense. All right. Now you have the first region we put together is the era GOATs, All right, so GOATs of their era, of okay. what they do. We have that region, and in that region, of course, LeBron James. Larry Fitzgerald.
Probably Fitzy.
For his, right, the wide receivers.
Love Fitzy.
Coach K.
My guy.
All right, and then Alex Ovechkin.
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 Yeah. Ovi.
Ovi.
Okay, considered in his era one of the great players in the NHL. So that's what you do. So basically, you now start voting at KeyJNZ. You go on Twitter. You'll see the poll. You start voting, and you see who gets number one. And I'll tell you right now, if LeBron James does not have the number one seed in that bracket, I'll be shocked. Shocked.
All right, so you got – I think LeBron should be number one, obviously the greatest basketball player to ever live. Or if you want to compete that against MJ, fine. If MJ's yours, he's right there, right? All right, LeBron. Coach K has to be number two. Coach K has to be number two. Is he not number two?
Well, the voting has started right now, and he's LeBron by a landslide so far at number one, 58.3%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Coach K is number two at 18.3%, with Larry Fitzgerald right behind him at 13.2%, and Ovi at 10.2%. Hockey fans, where are you? That's what I want to know. Seriously, when are you showing up, hockey fans?
Yeah, Coach K for sure.
Most complaining done by hockey fans, and yet when something like this happens, you can
get
Ovi
get on
to
the poll
one.
And vote.
Yeah. Nothing.
Get on the poll and vote. Y'all say, what do they say? They need more hockey on our show? We're giving it to them.
We have hockey.
Let's go.
How would you compare your skill set to Larry Fitzgerald?
How would I? Yeah. We were very similar.
How
very.
So? And how were you different?
I would say probably a little more twitchy. I had a little more twitch to me.
The short burst, like the pop, pop.
No, he got a lot of that too, though. He had a lot of that early on in his career. High ball, go get the high point ball. Both physical. Very similar.
How were you different?
Different attitude. My attitude was he did it differently. He just calm. I mean, he was Mr. Likeable.
Who had better
with everybody?
Who had better quarterbacks throwing to him?
Neither one of us. I mean, he had Kurt Warner.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't think he had anybody in his whole career. Kurt Warner's
Kurt
the only
Warner,
one.
I was going to say, yeah, Kurt, right?
Kurt Warner's That's the only it. One. Larry, poor Larry, like about 8 years ago, prior to him getting, it's either prior to him getting Kurt Warner or right after Kurt Warner left, I was praying that he went to New England. Because but Larry is not going to ruffle. Yeah. He's just like, he going to sit there just, you know.
Cool, calm, and collective, Larry.
No! I need to get a Super Bowl, man. It's like CP3. There's a handful of guys in professional sports that you root for to win a championship.
But see,
Larry Fitzgerald deserves to win a Super Bowl. But when you buried in Arizona, you're not getting one. You're just not. And he deserves, I don't give a damn if he's 70 years old and he wants to hold on and sit on the end of a bench. He deserves, because he's given so much to the game of football. He deserves a Super Bowl.
Can I tell you why I disagree with you on this one?
Go
and
ahead.
I agree on the fact that he deserves a Super Bowl. Because CP3, I want to win a World Championship.
Me too, so badly.
But I respect dudes that want to do it their damn way.
No, I get it.
They don't want to do it the way that other people have done it. Like, hey, I'm going to go join this guy.
I get it. I understand.
Like, Cheryl, the comparison like, to Dame
like,
Lillard.
It's almost like Dame. It's like, come to Portland, rock with me. If you don't want to come to Portland, then fine. Stay here. That's where you want to go. I want to do it my way. I respect that.
But I'm a fan.
Yeah,
when
we're
talking about Larry Fitzgerald. I'm a fan of Larry Fitzgerald. Like, I really mess with him.
But you and
I don't mess with a whole lot of dudes, but I mess with him.
But you and I really know the sports, right? Like,
I think I do.
Do you look less at Larry Fitzgerald?
Because no, hell no.
Okay,
no, because
so for the people that really know then.
I know what he went through in Arizona.
Exactly.
But my whole point is, for me, selfishly, I wanted to see him in New England with Tom Brady. Selfishly. Because I wanted him to win a championship, and I don't think he'll ever get that opportunity in Arizona. Now, I don't know. Did he hang him up or did he resign? Because I don't remember.
No, I believe he's
is he
at least
resign?
One more year.
Yeah,
I believe
gonna,
they expect
see,
him to be back again because, you know, they've built the up that
raid,
core.
Your
that wide receiver
system.
Core has really built
up. Yeah, but I'd rather see my man just, you know, maybe now it's too late because he's at the end of his career. But like I said, probably I think it was like 8 to 10 years ago. I really wanted to see Larry.
There's a lot of talk about that. It's
leave
like,
and go to New
on?
England, man. Just go get your ring, dog, because you're going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
There's no question about it. But when you don't get that ring, for me as a fan, it hurts my soul. CP3, Melo, who else would I think of in sports that didn't, that was so great that just didn't get it in the end.
A lot. I mean, Barkley.
Yeah, but Chuck. Chuck. Yeah, yeah, but
at least he got the
I'm talking about now.
Yeah. Dame? Yeah,
well, it's not over.
Yeah.
Because he could still, you know, he got but then, 8 years left.
But what's the value of, and again, as we were doing this market madness, you know, he was the guy. I mean, he was, you know, number one in Arizona, Zara, Phoenix
yeah,
market.
Arizona.
What's the value to that, too, though? Just being as beloved as he is.
There's a lot of value to
in
it.
That market
it's
where
a lot of value
for the rest of your
it.
Life, like that, you're iconic.
A lot of value.
Or not.
But, he may not win a ring on the field, but he's winning the ring in the finance
life.
World.
In life.
I tell you, I got like three business partners that all do business with Larry, and low key, he is an assassin.
No, Larry
He is involved in some serious SPACs. I'm talking about a lot of big time things.
Larry is ridiculous, but as a fan, it's only as a fan.
I get it. That's, you want to see it.
I want to see it as I wanted to see it as a fan. Now that he's there, it's just like, oh, well.
Yeah, but that's all right because sometimes just being in a market and being beloved matters. But we'll see where he ranks. And right now, behind LeBron James and Coach K, but we'll see where he ranks in market madness. Again, go to @KJNZ on Twitter to vote.
Market madness market is really giving me a lot of issues.
Madness brought to you by Indeed. Yes, hiring. Thanks for pointing that out. Start finding the right people right away. Visit Indeed.com/credit. So the Lakers are through to the playoffs.
My eye.
And a huge favorite now against the Suns. But should they be the favorites for the entire Western Conference playoffs? We'll discuss after Key has this from Goodyear.
Ooh. Goodyear knows when the season starts heating up, so do the possibilities. Playoff hopefuls are beginning to emerge, and contenders are solidifying their position. From here on out, every game is a chance to create momentum, to make the right pass, the right move, and hit the perfect shot, like my eye. It takes momentum to build up to the moment, but it takes everything to capture it. Goodyear, more driven.
Back out to James, has to trigger a three on its way, and he hits with 58 seconds to go.
Second thing I saw was three rims, from being poked in the eye on that previous possession when I drove to the hole and then in transition. I just aim for the middle one.
More from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin next.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
But you cannot put a name like that on the script and not at least check with me. Or maybe I should check with him.
Yep, by the way, I think the second part's right.
Yeah, I just want you to know both Key and I just laid out. I was like,
you didn't want to help. You guys didn't want to help me on that one.
I played that course.
Yeah. I played that course. I shot a 65 in my sleep.
I mean, you got Kiowa right, but you couldn't get the guy who won the tournament last year. Yeah. One of the best young players in the world.
I'm all over it, as you know.
He's one of the best young players.
Can we not get over the fact that Key just said he shot a 65 on that course? What's par on that course?
What happened on the back?
What's par on that course?
65 on the back. He hit.
I'll show you my swing if you really want to.
You posted a picture of your swing.
So don't hate. Get to Jay's round ball.
Yeah, we will in a second, but we've got to get aggressive on social media this morning. Because @KeyJNZ, we have the Twitter poll up from Market Madness. of our first bracket that we have put together from all of the top seeds that we got from the 16 markets that we were doing this with. And so we were asking everybody to vote for those that are in the bracket of the number one seeds that were already collected by people around the country that we brought in to do this. So then Michael tweets at us, "I'm sorry, but how the hell do you leave Sidney Crosby off the list?" And then he explains how Crosby, Penguins, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's. I think James Steele might have tweeted
this
on his
burner.
Yeah,
no pens. Go ahead.
Yeah, whatever. So bottom line is, Michael.
Do you want me to read the
this
stats?
Is James'
yeah,
burner.
This is definitely James' burner. This is definitely James' burner.
Definitely James Steele's burner account, for sure.
Winning three championships, three Stanley Cups, two-time Conn Smythe winner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Eight-time All-Star, two-time Olympic gold medalist.
Wonderful. Boy, when you
Alex Ovechkin, one Stanley Cup final, one cup percentage, still, much better than Crosby.
Still one of the, also the great championships as well. But, I mean, Michael, first of all, pay attention.
These are what the fans voted, not us.
No, it's what the experts around the country gave us as number one seeds.
Yes, number one seeds.
But you guys put it on your show, so he's attacking you guys.
Well, maybe you should just watch your show. Pay attention.
No, your show.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Why are you pointing at Alan and I? Your name is first.
Yeah.
That's all you gloat about all the time.
We're going to take that down for
this
purpose.
Dance out of this one.
Yeah.
Got Keyshawn, doesn't know anything about hockey.
Yeah, you know how that goes. Blame me for everything.
Well, there's that one person on Twitter, too, every single day. Well, you guys got to talk more about hockey. Come on.
We can. Islanders Penguins tonight.
We see you with the shirt on, yes.
No, we want the same. Those people that are not happy that we don't talk certain sports, we want them to keep listening, though. Because eventually we'll get to the sport that they want us to talk about. But they have to continue to listen.
The Stanley Cup. We'll get
eventually
there.
We will get to Jay's round ball rankings, as we'll do right now. Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. So, again, the Lakers won last night.
Really?
Barely. And Jay believes they're favored against every Western Conference team that they play. You believe that. You believe they'll be the best seven seed of all time.
Yes.
So they will play the Suns, who are a two seed. Lakers are already big favorites, as we mentioned earlier, by Caesars William Hill. So it's the first time in the last 30 years that a seven seed is favored over a two, and eight has never been favored over a one, but eights have beaten ones in the past. So you guys both believe LeBron and the Lakers are still the favorites to win the championship, to get out of the West?
Yeah.
Both believe
that. You just said two different things.
Well, I should say
favorite
get out of the West.
To win the championship or a favorite to win the West?
You both agree they're favorite to get to the finals.
Western Conference,
yes.
They're favorite.
So if they're number one, Jay, how does everyone else power rank after them in the West?
Okay, well, let's start at number eight because we start at the bottom and then we build up. So number eight, I go with, come on, man, the Golden State Warriors. Look, have you ever gone to like a YMCA, a 24-hour fitness, and you're like, all right, I got this guy. And that guy just never stops moving and just makes every three. Like, somebody switch, man. I'm tired of guarding this damn dude. I don't want to come here. I'm trying to get a workout. Not that kind of workout. That's what Wardell is, but at NBA level, and he's the best shooter we've ever seen in the history of the game. In the history of the game. And I know they're number eight right now, but look, they can quickly be number one next year if Klay Thompson comes back and he's healthy with that cast. That's the difference between them being at eight and number one next year. So that's number eight. Number seven, let's go with Luka Doncic. Luka Doncic, did I say it right?
Doncic
and the Mavs.
Morikawa.
This team, better winning percentage than last year, higher speed than last season, which I like. Entering the playoffs, they're in better health. I'm just not sure Porzingis is going to be Porzingod. And this conversation is starting to elevate for Luka. It's about, okay, you want to be in Dallas? Mark Cuban is your guy. I get all that. When are you going to get some help, man? When are you going to get some help? I mean, Tim Hardaway, Jalen Brunson, I love it. Josh Richardson, good pieces here and there, but
it's
going to
start becoming a thing.
It's going to be a huge thing. That's why you start seeing people put Luka on different teams eventually down the line. Just it's a question we have to ask with the Mavs. Okay, that's number seven. Let's go to number six. Ooh, now we got sound.
There
I
it
like
is.
It. You guys
number
throwing
six.
That on me. I got, you know, I.
No. No, you're not.
No, I'm not what?
I'm number six?
Number six. I'm pulling up. Here we go. Number six, I got the Nuggets. It's just no really? Jamal Murray. Yeah, I know they finished third in the West. And I'm giving Jokic a lot of love and a lot of credit because he kept his team in contention for the Western Conference title with Jamal Murray being out. But I don't know. Aaron Gordon, there still seems to be something that's missing from the team. Obviously, that's Jamal Murray.
Yes.
That's a huge loss for them down the play. Do you remember how big he was last year in the bubble?
Yes, he was huge. He had big games.
I feel like people have forgotten about how significant he was.
Games. So because of their matchup with the Clippers, that also make you feel like
that's something that's a great matchup for him. Mm. I don't think that's a great matchup considering the Clippers guard play. Now, I know that they have the depth, but.
Wait a minute. No, they don't play the Clippers. No, I got that wrong. I thought the Clippers were going to play them, right? Don't I have that wrong?
You're supposed to be setting me up. Anyway.
Yeah, you're right.
See, this is what happens.
Anyway, well, I still can't believe you have them that low. That's why I'm
I have them number
guard.
Six, yeah.
I'm having a great segment. Go.
Okay, number five.
Now, they have Portland, by the way.
Portland. All right, there you go. Number five. We'll get a chance to see it.
Tanked.
Look, five or six. We'll get a chance to see it in my ranking. Number five, the Blazers. I have the Blazers number five.
Well, then you're picking them to beat the Nuggets.
Yes.
Yes.
I will pick Dame and CJ to continue that with the longs of Robert Covington, with Nurkic, to beat the Denver Nuggets. I don't think that's going to be a shocker considering Nuggets don't have Jamal Murray. Here's my only question about the Portland Trailblazers. Play some damn defense, man. They're ranked 23rd in the NBA in defense. You remember that game against the Lakers? Lakers only had AD. That's
but
it.
There's a theme, though, Jay. These teams with high-flying guards that could fill it up, they, none of them play defense.
Not to a degree. All right, that's number six. Let's go to number four.
Number four.
Now we have sound again. You guys are – I like this. You guys are throwing me off. I don't know if we have sound or if we don't have sound. The Phoenix Suns. Number, I know they finished with the second-best record in the NBA. Not the Western Conference, in the NBA, CP3, point God. He's been in the MVP conversation this year. Incredible. Devin Booker, one of the most prolific scorers we have in the game of basketball. A very young team. They have guys like Jay Crowder. They got guys who can lock up as defenders, like Mikal Bridges, who's long, who can shoot the three, Cameron Johnson, DeAndre Ayton. I know, talented. Why do I have them number four? Because they're young, man. They're really young. And, yes, they have home court advantage, but we'll see if they can capitalize on that because I haven't seen Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton in the playoffs.
Just keep
before.
In mind, too, in Phoenix, they have almost half the building now is with capacity. So they're going to be loud in that building.
It's Phoenix.
It's a while for them for playoffs.
Okay, next up,
number three.
Sound again. Great. We're building a consistent theme. Let's see if we can keep the sound going for number two when I drop that. The Clip Show. Now, I know Key's going to drop some bombs on the Clip Show because the Clippers are always going to be the Clippers. Are we going to see playoff P? Are we going to see pandemic P? I'm curious which kind of P we're going to see. Phrasing. But I'm asking you, if he is playoff P and you have Kawhi Leonard who's playing at a high level and Ty Lue, it's a strategy I don't like. I feel like they avoided the Lakers.
Really?
But look, it is true. But they should see the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. We could get a chance to see the Laker on LA, the Clippers show that we wanted to see the battle for LA that we've been asking for years now in the Western Conference Finals.
Yes.
If playoff P is playoff P.
As Jay Let's asked, so. What kind of P are we going to see?
Phrasing.
That is, you asked the question.
Number two.
Hey, phrasing.
Hey.
Number two.
Utah Jazz.
Oh, you giving them respect. I like it.
Yeah, I give them respect.
Salt Lake City, stand up.
But this is, think about all the slights we've seen this year for the Utah Jazz. We've seen Shaq call out Donovan Mitchell.
Yep.
Doesn't think he's a superstar. On national TV, by the way. And Donovan handled that very well. Because I know Kier and I would have said some. Y'all would have had to bleep me out on TNT. Look, Key just waved it because Key don't even want to waste his time with it. We also had the All-Star selection. Do you remember who were last?
Yes.
You remember Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert were last?
And why did they say it? Because when you're playing a video game, nobody picks the Jazz.
Nobody picks the Jazz.
Right.
Well, in real life, nobody's picking the Jazz.
That's real talk, though.
It is real talk.
I wasn't walking around with no Karl Malone and Stockton jerseys. Like, come on.
I'm just saying. How'd they do, though? They would get to
the
finals.
They would get to the finals, yeah.
So don't sleep on this team.
That's why I have the
player of the year. Two guys going up for six man. They have a deep bench. And then you've got, obviously, Donovan Mitchell. That's a team that has played well all season.
But now I want to get a chance. Same with the Phoenix Suns. Okay. You're those teams.
Show us.
Look, people talk about, yeah, well, we're devaluing the regular season and nobody watches these games. I watch all the games. I don't devalue the regular season. But you know what? I don't want to be one of those people who say, oh, they're best team. You have to prove you're the best team in the playoffs. Same thing I go to when we do our East Coast rankings. Giannis, you guys didn't avoid the Miami Heat. Beat the Miami Heat. They beat you 4-1 last year. Go beat them. So now for the Utah Jazz, go out and win the whole damn thing. It's championship or bust for the Utah Jazz. That's what if there's any season they have the best chance to win it, it's this season. Especially coming out of the Western Conference. And number one. Yes, we've been consistent with the sound for the last four.
My eye. I hit that shot. I'm so great. I'm the greatest basketball player.
I see three out there. I see three of them out there.
Yeah, LeBron. I'm so great. I
hit
can
the
see
one in
three.
The middle.
I can see three and still hit the dagger right in your eye.
And then he points to Steph.
Oh, yes. I love it, though.
Look at Steph.
I love it, man.
Steph just looks at him like, really?
Hey, look, I'm not going to knock LeBron giving us storylines like each and every night to talk about, or AD if he's healthy, if he's not healthy, but he's still showing up, even though he does shoot a lot of fadeaways, even against the Warriors last night. Just go dominate the paint, AD. Yeah. Anyway, I don't want to get emotional. I'm back. I'm just saying, Alex Caruso, the way he shoots the rock,
yeah,
KCP,
defense, hustle face.
Kyle Kuzma, here's how the Lakers come out of the West. LeBron and AD are going to carry the load. They need all the ancillary pieces. They have to be the best defensive team in the Western Conference. They have to defend. If they defend with LeBron and AD, we will see them in the World Championship.
I think I thought last night they played pretty good defense, except the one guy. No one can cover the one guy.
Well, nobody can cover
one guy.
You just try to make sure nobody else goes off.
What
Wiggins
was great,
had a pretty good game, but he didn't go
what
off.
What was great at the last inbound pass, AD was able to slide up to the top and get in the way and kind of bump.
Yeah, on that last play, yeah.
Because it was one of them deals. If he catch that and shoot that, we getting ready to take this thing at OT. Because he, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That was good switch on AD's part.
So, Alan, do you have any issues with my rankings, Key? I have the Warriors at 8. The Mavs at 7, the Nuggets at 6, the Blazers at 5, the Suns at 4, the Clippers at 3, the Jazz at 2, and the Lakers at 1.
I probably would have put Clippers at 2, but that's just me.
Yeah, I was thinking Clippers at 2, but I like that you put the Jazz at 2 just because we do need to give them some respect. They have been the best team in the league all season.
I agree.
Consistently. They've been a team that has been building and building over the last couple of years. And that's why it's for them more than anybody. It's show out time, right? I mean, for them, they've got to feel that way. No one thinks we can do this. So you still have that chip on your shoulder. The Nuggets, though, to me, a really good defensive team, a really well-coached team. That's going to be a series with Portland that I think they should win that series.
Okay.
And then Lakers-Nuggets would be a real interesting series as well, because can AD guard Jokic? Can he stay out of foul trouble? Now, obviously, Nuggets don't have anybody that can guard LeBron, but nobody in the league really does. That would be a really interesting series, too, in the second round.
It could be, but I don't want you to refer to them as the Lakers anymore. Refer to them as my eye.
My eyes?
Oh, my eye. I'm so great.
The third eye.
Oh, I love
the third eye Lakers.
I love it.
Hey, just hit the one in the middle. That was Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Let's go to the Goodyear Hotline. And let's bring in Dan Graziano, our ESPN NFL insider, talk a little football with him right now on the Goodyear Hotline. Good morning, Dan. So you heard a little bit of Jalen Hurts there. Embracing the idea of a competition at quarterback there in Philly. I mean, he's saying all the right things. What are you hearing about what's going on there, though? Is he pretty much, though, maybe even in pencil QB1?
Yeah, obviously, yes. They bring in Nick Sirianni, who has no head coaching experience, because they thought he'd be a good fit with Jalen Hurts and help him grow. They want a young head coach and a young quarterback to grow together. They didn't bring in Nick Sirianni and a young coaching staff to grow with Joe Flacco. So, no, it'll be Hurts. The intention is for it to be Hurts, unless he gets injured or unless camp reveals some sort of deficiency that he's not capable of this. But we saw him play in the league last year, and he certainly is capable of it. So the issue is for him to learn the offense and to build on what he put out there last year. Jalen Hurts, the Eagles are going into this offseason and season with Jalen Hurts as their starting quarterback.
Dan, just like we did with Dak Prescott, every single move, every single breath, every single day, every single week, what's going on, what's happening, blah, 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 blah. Now we're going to do it with Aaron Rodgers. The Green Bay Packers insist that they're not going to trade Aaron Rodgers today. June 1st is approaching fast. Does that change as we get to June 1st?
It would change the circumstances, because if the Packers were to trade Aaron Rodgers after June 1st, it would not – it would not damage them against the salary cap as badly this year. They'd float some of the salary cap dead money into next year. So just financially and from the standpoint of putting their budget together for this year, if they're going to trade Aaron Rodgers, it wouldn't be until after June 1st. So, yes, that is an important date. But the Packers do insist that they're not going to trade him. They still are trying to work toward a solution that brings him back as their starting quarterback this year. So as long as that's the case, the June 1st deadline wouldn't make any difference. What we're going to see in June is a mandatory mini camp. That if he attends it, then that's one kind of sign. If he doesn't attend it, that's another kind of sign. And then as we get into July, if he's willing to sit out training camp, if he's signaling that he's willing to sit out actual games, that's when the Packers' psychology on this will get tested. Do they believe him, and do they think that it's if he's not going to show up and play for them, is it worth trading him and getting something in return?
Our good friend Jeff Darlington was on with us a couple days ago, and he insists that the Dolphins continue to say that they're not interested in, you know, moving their future assets and trying to acquire Aaron Rodgers. And I'm not just going to say Aaron Rodgers. If Aaron Rodgers becomes available and all of a sudden Deshaun Watson becomes available, do they still kind of posture by saying they're not interested, that they believe in Tua? Do you believe that they'll continue to do that?
Well, they'll continue to do it outwardly because obviously, you know, if you are interested in trading for Aaron Rodgers and Deshaun Watson, it doesn't really behoove you for everyone in the world to know that. I know the Dolphins were in on and monitoring the Deshaun Watson situation earlier this offseason before all the stuff about all the legal issues that he's now embroiled in came to light. Whether that changes their perspective, I don't know. I think if Deshaun Watson became available again and there was some clarity on his legal situation and some clarity on his status with regard to potential discipline from the league, that Miami becomes interested again. I don't know that they're going to be interested in a 37-year-old Aaron Rodgers to the extent that they would be interested in Deshaun Watson at the point he's at in his career. They do believe in Tua. They drafted him very high. Their plan is to go forward with him unless some surprising potential upgrade were to present itself, and that's where I think the Deshaun Watson situation still kind of lingers on the fringe if you're the Miami Dolphins. But they can't know what's going to happen there, so they go forward with Tua, a player they like a lot, that drafted fifth overall just a year ago.
Jay? I thought Jay was going to jump in here and ask questions, so I will do it real quick here. Dan,
no, he's ranking the Eastern teams.
Yeah,
no,
he's
putting together the rankings.
He's just letting you know. We just got about 30 seconds.
Come on, Dan.
Because you brought up Deshaun Watson.
Don't do that.
On the wall
we have a hard out. I'm going to get yelled at. I'm just making sure.
A lot goes into that.
Well, we just wasted all that time. We could have asked it a good
question.
You guys are ridiculous.
All of you.
I can't work in these conditions. But Deshaun has posted some videos working out. Is there any update on that status and what's going on there with him, Dan, in about 30 seconds?
No, I mean, look, we saw the lawyers go back and forth a little bit a few days ago. I mean, it's tough for me to say in terms of a legal case like this, what's going to happen. I guess it's possible they settle and then the league weighs in on a potential suspension. But I think we're all just waiting to see how that all shakes out.
Great stuff, Dan. Thanks as always.
Dan, all you right, know, he's number 9 on my rankings, my own team. Because they don't set me up for success. They're number 9 on my rankings.
We are.
Yeah.
We are the worst team. Dan Graziano, the Goodyear Hotline, brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Sure, Goodyear, more driven. What happens when the Warriors get Clay back? We'll discuss.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.